Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
iPass sticker tags are now available at Illinois Tollway Customer Service Centers online and at Jewel Osco and Road Ranger stores. We have a lot of questions, though, and here to answer them, Illinois Tollway Executive Director Cassandra Rose. Cassandra, good to be with you this morning. Let me start by asking, what if you have two cars? Are you supposed to get two stickers?
Great question, and good morning to you. I'm glad to be talking about our iPass sticker tags this morning and answer questions. So if you have two cars, then you will need to have a separate sticker tag for each car. However, you can register each sticker tag to the same iPass account. Mm-hmm. So no need to set up separate accounts for each, you know, sticker tag that you may have within your family. You just basically need to make sure you have one sticker tag per car and register them all to the same iPass account.
Are you mailing these out to people who have transponders?
We sure are. So the Tollway has started mailing iPass sticker tags directly to our customers whose old transponders are reaching the end of their battery life, which really is allowing those drivers to seamlessly replace those old transponders with a new iPass sticker tag.
So I think I had two transponders, but if I only had one account, you would only mail me one sticker. Is that right?
No, if you had, we would mail you a sticker for each transponder that we note that you have on your account, if it's nearing the expiration life. So you may have multiple transponders on your account, but they may have varying expiration mm-hmm, dates. Mm-hmm. But we are only going to send you a sticker tag for the transponder that is nearing, you know, that end of life. However, feel free at any time to, you know, replace or retire your sticker tag, your transponder by mm-hmm. simply just ordering by going online and requesting additional sticker tags to be sent to you.
What do we do with the old ones, the old transponders?
Perfect question. We're getting that a lot. So iPass customers are really being asked to dispose of the old iPass transponders in an environmentally sound way. And you can do that a few different ways. You can either return them directly to the Illinois Tollway headquarters in Downers Grove. You can return them at our Oasis locations. But you can also go to Earth 911, which is a website, and you can search by lithium batteries. Enter your zip code and find many convenient recycling locations. We, as you know, the transponders do have a lithium battery, and that's something that the sticker tags do not have. So with the old transponders, anywhere that you would recycle, you know, lithium battery is where we're asking for you to recycle your old transponder.
Do you have to pay for these stickers?
You do not have to pay for the stickers for in most ways that you can receive it. You will have to pay for a sticker if you, and it's, I would say the stickers themselves are free, but if you pick up a sticker at a Jewel Osco store or one of the Road Ranger stores in Rockford area, they are charging a small service fee. However, we are at, you know, however, we made many channels available for you to receive the sticker tag free. And you can do so yet either, again, by going to the customer service center, the Oasis, the Tollway headquarters in Downers Grove. You can order them online and have them just mailed directly to you by either, you know, IllinoisTollway.com website or our official Illinois Tollway app. So these are some really convenient ways where you can get a sticker tag at no cost. We are also doing a lot of community events, making them available. You can also, you know, reach out to many your village hall, and we're doing our making a big step and making sure that, you know, they're accessible at so many locations. You know, that mm-hmm. it's really convenient for the customer.
Got it.
I have a question which I hope doesn't derail this interview, but I have the transponder that's built into my license plate holders I have on mm-hmm. both cars. So will the same hold true for them as it would for the other transponders?
In regard to the retirement?
Yes.
At some point, yes, but right now that is not a a phased in a group of transponders that we're focused on at the moment. So mm-hmm. More to come there, but right now that transponder type is not slated for any enhancement.
Okay, ask your Maserati dealer about that.
I will. Great tool.
And quickly, Cassandra, lots of listeners asking about, well, what if you rent a car and you want to have, and you're going through some tollway areas?
Mm-hmm. Right. So at this point, the ICAS sticker tag cannot be used in rental cars, but we are working with the rental car companies to allow customers to use the sticker tags for car rentals, but not available yet. So what we are suggesting to our customers with iPass accounts is to add their rental car license plate and their dates of travel to their iPass account to have their tolls paid, directly from their account. But we will, continue to work with the rental car companies, obviously, to try to bring this, convenient way to pay.
So you can't move those sticker tags to other vehicles. You can't transfer them. Is that correct?
That is so correct. It's a sticker. It has what we call, it has radio frequency identification, RFID technology embedded in the sticker. So when you attempt to remove it, you basically destroy communication to our readers on the road. So very tricky. So no. But again, we make them readily available, easily accessible to receive. So and we're even, developing partnerships with, window glass replacement, companies and body shops, again, to make sure that this is a convenient replacement in the need that if you somehow ruin it.
You get a deposit back on those transponders? Some people
you sure
paid.
Do.
You do? Okay.
You do. So if you, when you register your sticker tag to your account and replace a transponder, that $10 deposit or whatever deposit that you have in your account will immediately be transferred over to the sticker tag to be used for toll. So that's one of the convenient uses of this sticker tag is that there's no deposit required on the sticker tag.
Cassandra Rouse, thank you. I must say I miss some of my friends who I used to see in the toll booths, but I know it's progress, right?
Yes.
Thanks for answering all of our questions today. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.